Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we chat to Liam Asango, who's leader of Kosafa's vital technical study group at their tournaments. Kosafa held a workshop for aspiring technical study group members from across the Southern African region last week, and she fills us in on the details around that. Masango also tells us about her exciting future, which includes being selected as one of just two coaches from the African continent for a prestigious FIFA program.
Sweetness, thank you very much for joining us. You were leading the Kosafa Technical Study Group workshop that was held in Johannesburg last week. Can you just give us a sense of who attended that event and what were the different sections that you went through?
Nick, thank you very much for this interview. And I'd like to also welcome your listeners. Yes, we did host a TSG workshop, which was held at the Black Brick Hotel, which is in Bedford View. In this workshop, we had 14 MAs attending. No, instead of 14 MAs attending, we had 11 who attended. Out of 14 MAs, only 11 attended. We had 24 participants, 9 were women and 15 were males. And amongst those participants, we had technical directors, former players, KFB and A coaches, and some technical experts and head of departments within MAs. Now, in terms of the workshop, the aim of the workshop was to create more capacity for technical study group in all COSAFA member associations, also to do a talent identification for us to recognize new talent of the new members that we can bring on board. And also we wanted to encourage participants to launch their own TSG groups in their MAs. And then also this was a refresher to those who have been in the TSG before. And now the program, what it covered, or the agenda of the workshop, it covered what is TSG, because people just think that TSG is just about choosing the player of the match, yet it goes beyond that. Now, we covered topics on what are the duties of TSG on day-to-day basis, and the importance of the team preparation forms, which is a form that we distribute to all the teams that come to the tournament, which tells us about how did they prepare coming to the tournament. Because then you'll be surprised that some teams will find that the coach doesn't even know the players, especially when it comes to junior teams. So these are the things that we want to eradicate, you know, to make sure that also MAs, they come on board in making sure that they assist, you know, especially when it comes out of the report and they see that the countries that are successful, how are they, what is it exactly that they're doing to support their team? So that is the purpose of the team preparation form. And also we had the topic on age relative effect, which speaks to the players that are born in the first and the second quarter in terms of talent, they are advantages, they have more advantage. So we're talking about that, it's very scientific. And most of the coaches loved this topic because it was new to them. And then we also invited Jude, which is a data science company. And these are the people who will be coming on board in the future in COSAFA in assisting us with data science. So because what has been happening previously is that we have been working manually, meaning that lots of papers, a lot of writing and everything, you know. So since we have a lot of reporting to do, now with Jude coming on board, he will help us in terms of compiling our work and making it look more attractive and also easily accessible digitally, because the world is digital. And also globally, we need to, also as COSAFA get to those standards and make sure that it assists us to deliver quality work.
That's very interesting that you talk about the data science, because that is something new to COSAFA. Can you just give an example, perhaps, of the type of data that will be provided? Is it kind of reports on individual players, or is it on teams? How will it work?
It goes, I think it will be the entire tournament. It will focus also, it will focus on players' stats, how many minutes a player has played, how many goals they have scored, how did they score those goals, are they right-footed or left-footed, can they shoot from far, you know, those are just, those are just the stats that has to do with the player. And then when we're moving to teams, how has the team been attacking? Now we'll be getting immediate analytics on player performance, because now there is a tool that they have prepared which works with an iPad, meaning that when we are watching the match, you no longer have to write notes. Watching the match and then you start speaking, say, player number 14 is good on long-range shots, you know, from a shot that you have just seen. So one shot, each and every time we speak about that player, the system loads the data on the player. And then also the statistics of the match, how goals were scored, the manner in which they were scored, the critical phases of the game. You know, it also focuses on the area in which the goals were scored and how many attempts at goals. And also it gives you heat maps on which were the areas in the field in which the most games were concentrated on, and which players, you know, had more stats in terms of performance in attack and also in defense, and also on goalkeeping, how many saves, but now it goes deeper, how many dives, and which ones were the correct dives, you know, all those things.
No, that's fascinating, and I'm sure incredibly valuable information for coaches and technical directors, etc. You've now been working with CASAFA for a number of years, several years. How have you seen the evolution of the technical study group in terms of the MAs at CASAFA level? Do you feel like, because you've been very much pioneering in this sector, do you feel like it is being taken, I don't want to say seriously, but is it being implemented, technical study groups, more and more in our CASAFA MAs?
Level, no, we haven't grown in terms of implementing there, which is why this workshop was a way to encourage, because remember, if you have only 11 competitions, it doesn't mean that you'll be able to bring everyone from that class or allocate everyone according to competitions, no. So now we had said that we would want you to gain more experience by starting and practicing at your MA level. Now, in terms of TSG, and I have been doing TSG for the past, I think this is the fifth year I'm doing TSG at CASAFA level. We come very far. As I said before, people just thought that these are the people who are selecting the player of the match, yet it goes deeper than that, which is why you would want experts to be part of that panel. It's just not everyone. It can't just be someone who only played professional level and ends there. It can't be someone who has just coached, you know, who is just a coach. You know, you want someone who is a mixture, maybe is a technical director or a former player who is currently coaching national team, or a subject expert, or maybe a technical leader, because now what they'll be bringing is expert knowledge with regards to modern trends. So now what has happened over the years, people didn't understand it. So now since the symposium last year, that symposium had a lot of impact, because now everyone wants to be part of TSG. Everyone wants to participate. Everyone wants to contribute, which is why it's important that we have a criteria of who can get into the TSG. Because if there is no credibility of the people that you select for your group, then your report, they won't hold any value.
Yeah, and I've seen those reports, and they're incredibly detailed, and I guess they're almost like a blueprint of what is happening in Southern African football at the different levels, because they provide analysis, very detailed analysis of the tournaments, and as you say, the modern trends and whatnot. I guess that's that is an incredibly valuable tool for coaches at national team level who are open to looking at the trends and defining their coaching philosophy from that.
Yes, very important, Nick, because also what we're saying from this report, see, by training people, it's not everyone who can understand those reports. You know, it's not everyone. You know, you can just, other people just read through them, but now people who can get meaning out of them, it's mostly technical people, because there is no point in reading a report if you cannot interpret it. So now with this workshop as well, we wanted to try and find ways in which we can teach the participants for them to understand some of the features within the report, for them to be able to interpret it to their technical directors who were there, who were not there at the course, and also to their national coaches. Because then someone looks at the report, this is 80 pages. They think this is too much, and then they just look at the pictures, and then they leave it like that. You know, so but now the reason we're training these people, we wanted them to understand the report so that they can also be able to assist within their MA when it comes to this technical report reading, and also presenting and helping the MA in terms of improving their way of playing and their philosophy.
And if we just look at yourself, I believe you are embarking on a FIFA Technical Leadership Diploma, which I believe is a new course, and you're one of only two participants from the African continent. So, I mean, that's a huge honor. Can you tell us a little bit more about that course and what it involves?
Yes, the FIFA Technical Leadership Diploma, it's only third edition right now. The first edition, when they started, they were focusing on training country technical directors, only MA at FIFA level, and then their second, which were only English speaking, and then the second one was for French speaking technical directors, and then this edition, this is where they look at departmental heads at MA level. Remember, I'm also a technical officer at the Mpumalanga province, and also the work that I do for COSAFA qualifies me as a technical leader. Therefore, out of 160 people who applied for this diploma, then they had interviews they selected 67 interviews. Then I made the final 26. So from that 26, there is one lady, I think her name is Safia. Safia is a former women's football manager at CAF, but she's currently now playing a trade in Saudi Arabia. But she's Egyptian origin. And then there is a TD of Eritrea, I think. Eritrea. I don't know, I can't pronounce it well. Yes, Denny. So that's just the two of us, me and Denny, coming from the African continent. If I can continue with regards to this diploma now. The diploma is, like I said, it's on a third edition. And in the program, we will have four. In fact, we left with three, because I have been to Brazil already early this month. No, in March, early last month. So our on-site training, we'll go to Italy, Indonesia, and Switzerland. And it's also, we will attend four master classes in 2 years, the 2 year diploma program. And then also we focus on four domains, which focus on technical leadership, high performance, coach education, amateur football, and management. Since leadership is about managing people and it's about managing programs.
And as you say, that's a global participants from all over the world. What personally do you hope to get out of this course, out of this diploma? Obviously there's the knowledge and whatnot, but I guess also making contact with other technical leaders across the world must be valuable as well.
It's very valuable, because you know, sometimes you can look at yourself and think that as a technical leader you have a lot of problems, yet after you listen to other people's problems, you realize that, in some countries things are very bad. But also exchange of knowledge is very important. This is what we are going through even at this stage within the diploma, where technical leaders are exchanging tools that they have created that would make maybe your journey during the technical leadership easy, and also maybe meeting new people. It's very important because it also impacts your mindset, you know, about the work that you are doing. So you can imagine that connecting with people from different cultures and having them in one room, you know, there is so much that you can learn, but so little time. But it's good that we are also keeping contact, you know, outside the class. You know, we have WhatsApp groups for our groups, and then also we have WhatsApp groups for the entire class. So there is always support. But for me, mainly, you know, being in this program, it means that I can improve the province under SAFA that I'm working in, and SAFA National as well, and assisting, within their programs and within their different departments, and also COSAFA mainly, because COSAFA has given me the opportunity to lead as a technical TSG member. You know, so now with that knowledge, it means that there is a lot of change that is going to come, especially also impacting the coaches that we have within the MAs, because now FIFA information is first-hand information, and I hope that I won't be the last one to get into such a program, especially coming from my country, South Africa, because at least I know that in the past, the people who have gone through this program, which was the English one that I mentioned, as it was tedious, so the TD of Eswatini, Boy Mkonta went through it, Benjamin Kamwendo, Malawi went through it, Zambia, TD, Zulu, he went through it, the South African TD, Walter Steenbok, you know, they went through this program. So we want to have more technical leaders and within COSAFA. And then we want to also develop more women technical leaders.
And now if we just look ahead, lastly, to the year ahead for COSAFA, obviously a busy program of tournaments, getting underway with the under-17 girls in May, I believe. Then we have COSAFA Cup in June. When you look at those two tournaments, for example, does the technical study group look at exactly the same things as you would between a girls' underage tournament and a men's senior tournament? Or do you look at different aspects of the play compared to different tournaments?
It's usually different. The way we report, maybe the sub headings within the report would be the same, but the way we look at things are actually different. Because remember, when you're dealing with junior players, like right now you're mentioning COSAFA, COSAFA Cup for men, COSAFA under-17 women, two totally different tournaments. Male tournament, female tournament. Technically, you know, who are you looking at? The male players who have had the advantage of being playing for years. Here, we also, on the women's side, most of the time, we're also dealing with late player development. So those are the issues that we're also looking at within the report itself. So when you're adjudicating, or maybe when you are also giving recommendations, they won't be the same, even if maybe the topics are the same. So even when you look at it, that's why even when we appoint the technical study group members, we don't appoint the same people for junior, for senior tournaments, on junior tournaments. Because when you talk about junior tournaments and women's tournaments, you want people who understand the situation and who have worked in the situation and who will bring solutions to the problems of our female team. Yet when you go to the senior challenge, it's more of professional players, you know, or maybe players that are developing towards their professional route, you know. So now you want to bring coaches that have coached in the national team, or who have held a part within the national team, or who have technical directors, because you know that also they can even bring things out which are not even within the subheadings, you know. Say now, no, but now why don't we tackle this topic? look at it and let's tackle it and let's research on it. You know, what is happening globally? Now let's compare ourselves to what is happening globally. Hence the topic that I was telling you about, which we touched on, the age relative effect. So it seems like that they come out of this tournament. So that's why I keep saying that it's important to bring people who are trained. It's important to bring people who are experts within the field of technical. Because remember, we have different types of technicians. Like me, I'm a technical leader. You know, someone will come as a goalkeeper trainer, you know, is a goalkeeper, a coach educator. Someone will come as an amateur football specialist. Someone will come as a women's football specialist. So that's why it's important that we get people who have the expertise and the knowledge. Not that when we get to the tournament, we start teaching people, because then, you know, it becomes very difficult because we never have enough time to workshop, which is why we also had the workshop, apart from a tournament. And like, you know, in some of the departments, you find that the referees will be having their workshops during the tournament. The TFOs will have their workshop during the tournament. The doctors will have their workshops during the tournament. But for TSG, it's difficult. You have to have something separate from the tournament, because during the tournament, there is no rest day for us.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We look forward to your company next time. You can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes, and get the latest news from the Southern African region and beyond at www.casafa.com.